Okay, I'm doing the top 10 New Year's horror movies. I am by myself because my co-host, the Horror Stream Live, is sick, so it's just me today. New Year's is a two-day holiday that takes place on the last day of one year and the first day of the next year. Like almost every holiday, New Year's has horror movies themed after it. These are my top 10 New Year's horror movies. Number 10, The Phantom Carriage from 1921. An alcoholic, abusive ne'er-do-well is shown the error of his ways through a legend that dooms the last person to die on New Year's Eve before the clock strikes 12 to take the reins of death's chariot and work tirelessly collecting fresh souls for the next year. This movie is in the public domain, by the way, so let's start the trailer. Domain, and we actually watched that whole movie on the Horror Stream Live's channel. But that was before I was co-hosting with him, so you can check that out there. Number 9, The Phantom Wagon from 1939. 1939 French remake of the 1921 silent movie The Phantom Carriage, and it follows a similar story. There's the Phantom Carriage, which was 10, has been remade twice. The first remake from 1939 is actually really good, a little bit better than the original, and I haven't seen the second remake because I can't find it. But the first one from 39 is actually really good. And we have number 8, Terror Train 2. In this sequel to the 2022 Terror Train remake, a year has passed since a series of gruesome murders took the lives of multiple college seniors aboard the now infamous Terror Train. The survivors are coerced to go on a New Year's Eve redemption ride aboard the very same train, where a new kind of evil awaits, and the terrified passengers must once again fight to survive the ride. There's actually 4 movies in this series, but only 2 of them are New Year's Eve. The original is New Year's Eve horror. Then the first remake has no theme. The second remake has a Halloween theme. And then the sequel to the second remake, which is this one, is New Year's Eve themed again. So let's watch the trailer.
I organized all this to put that awful night behind us.
Everywhere I look around, I see memories. None of them are good.
This is facing your fears all the way. Stay on board and stop letting fear control us.
Just a few words to welcome in the new year, because Lord knows I'm happy to move forward. We all have a bright future ahead, each and every one of us. past is dead and buried. And the future is ours. It starts today. Yeah. Happy New Year!
Guys, you gotta see this.
If we're gonna party on the terror train, you should embrace it.
Please!
Number 7, End of Days. A mercenary tries to save a woman from both the devil and the Catholic Church on New Year's.
December 31st, 1999. The end of a century. The end of a millennium. The beginning of the end.
He's coming for you, Christine. Can you see him?
Who are you?
How do you know my name?
He's gonna find you, Christine.
Get down on the ground!
You don't know what you've done!
You said here the guy spoke to you.
Yeah, so what?
The guy doesn't have a tongue.
Listen to this. I've seen the earth laid to waste. Take it easy. We're the good guys.
They tried to kill me. Why?
She's been chosen.
Chosen for what?
If the Dark Angel consummates your flesh with this human body before midnight on New Year's Eve, then he unlocks the gate of hell.
I've come for my wife, Christine.
May God forgive us!
Let her go.
How can you expect to defeat me? When I am forever, and you are just a man.
Yeah, that movie was Arnold Schwarzenegger back when he was still good. Sadly, like so many other actors. Number 6, Time's Up, from 2022. On New Year's Eve, a faculty party for teachers is beset upon by an unexpected guest with an unusual request: participate in a scavenger hunt or die. This is trapped in a room, by the way. Well, sort of.
I am so glad you could come. Faculty parties are rife with passive aggressiveness. There's someone in here.
Often discover who your friends are. Not long now, the new year approaches. Which one of you will be here when the ball drops?
Stay back!
This match isn't over yet. We still have one more round. Hey, Jackie. A stain.
Number 5, Bloody New Year. A group of friends take refuge in an island hotel decorated for New Year's. The problem is, it's early summer, and soon enough, even the walls themselves are striking out against them. This is a really good 80s horror movie, by the way.
It started as a day out, a trip that held the promise of fun and pleasure. But for Rick and his friends, the fun ended early when they landed on Grand Island. For those who dare, face a horrifying and bloody new year. Attacked by the dead. Threatened by evil. Chased by the unknown. Terrorized by monsters. Escape the fate that awaits them when they become caught in the angry half-world. Dead or alive, they are locked in time forever. Trapped in the Hotel of Horror, they can check out anytime, but they can never leave. What started as a day to remember ended in a bloody new year.
Number 4, Ghost Keeper. A group of three friends on a snowmobiling trip on New Year's Eve find themselves stranded at an abandoned lodge, isolated in the mountains. They discover that an old woman resides in the hotel, along with an evil entity that she is keeping in the basement. This is another really good 80s one. 80s was the best generation for horror, by the way.
City folks always asking questions. Always gotta know everything.
Best generation for comedies, too. Number 3, New Year's Evil. During a live punk rock New Year's Eve TV program, the presenter gets a phone call from a psycho calling himself Evil, saying that when New Year strikes in each U.S. time zone, he will murder someone. And it's another 80s one.
that on the one night they were celebrating New Year's Eve. He was out, ending their life.
I'm going to commit murder at midnight. Call me evil.
Every New Year's Eve, the caller came out.
Yet another 80s one, Terror Train from 1980. Mentioned it earlier because the sequel to the second remake was earlier. A mass killer targets six college kids responsible for a prank gone wrong 3 years earlier and who are currently throwing a large New Year's Eve costume party aboard a moving train. Like I said, there's four movies in this series. Two are New Year's. This one, the original, is New Year's. The first remake, no theme. Second remake, Halloween theme. And then there's the sequel to this second remake, which had a New Year's Eve theme again. And the sequel to the second remake was further down. But this is the original one from
students aboard. It's going to be the one party to end them all.
They're always walking out of my parties, but this time you can't.
Big college party.
It's a joke. Goddamn practical joke.
Train.
I don't want to get back on that train.
And number one, antisocial. A group of friends get stranded at a New Year's Eve party when a rage virus transmitted by social media turns everyone into zombies. Basically, social media turns people into angry zombies in this movie. That's why it's number one.
We're throwing a kick-ass New Year's party here tonight.
So what happened with you and Dan?
We broke up. People were posting comments, judging me on the social red room.
Various student suicides and physical attacks in Burbank, Washington have now been reported.
Riot in Los Angeles takes the lives of 27.
The world isn't ending, Jed. The media hypes these events.
He's infected.
I'm okay, guys, honestly.
What you were about to see is causing these hallucinations.
You have to figure out what to do. You can't stay here.
Frank, no!
If anyone is watching this play.
How else could a virus spread worldwide in a day?
Mark!
What am I supposed to do, Dad? I couldn't stop it.
Yep, and that was my number one pick. So, Happy New Year. See you all later. Hopefully my co-host feels better because this is more fun with a co-host than it is doing this by myself. And that's it. This is John D. Hyena, agent of social media chaos, signing off.